All right. So, Alec, you're used to things making sense. A plan, a structure, a measurable outcome. And maybe you've noticed that your mind is often looking to organize, strategize, optimize. But today, we're going to do something very different. Something deeply effective that may begin by not making sense at all. Because some of the most powerful truths arrive when logic steps aside. And as you're listening, or not listening completely, perhaps both at once, you might begin to wonder, what happens when the part of you that needs to understand is no longer in charge? You may imagine now that you've entered your office, the headquarters of your life. Only today, something is different. You walk in, but the floor plan has changed. The conference room doors are all slightly ajar, but never quite open. And the deeper you go into this building, the more you realize it's not a building at all. It's a dream. A nested loop of thoughts, changing or chasing their own tails, filling cabinets filled with questions. And the harder you try to recall what you were doing, the more you feel you've already done it. And the mind begins to soften. Because when nothing makes sense, something else can emerge. And now, your body is responding too. That familiar tension in your shoulders, no longer needed. That analytical grip in your mind starting to loosen. Have you ever had that feeling walking into a room, forgetting why you came in, but realizing once you let go, the answer finds you? This moment is like that. You don't have to know where you're going to arrive. You don't have to solve this moment to gain something from it. So let your breath guide you. Inhale calm, exhale expectation. Inhale release, exhale control. That's right. And as your breath deepens, your awareness drops beneath the thoughts into the stillness behind them. And maybe that part of you, the one who is always alert, calculating, producing, achieving, maybe that part is just now beginning to understand that healing doesn't need a calendar. It only needs your presence. And the deeper part of you, the one who's been waiting patiently for you to come home, that part is already smiling. Now, imagine yourself stepping into a different room entirely. No desk, no projects, no phone, no status. Just a chair and stillness. And as you sit in this chair, you descend inward. You might imagine a spiral staircase gently leading down, with each step bringing you deeper into your unconscious wisdom. I'll count, and with each number, your awareness drops lower, softer, deeper. 10, like descending into a quiet vault within you. 9, the world above fades into the background. 8, effort melting like wax in the sun. 7, your body is still, safe, supported. 6, not thinking, just sensing. 5, your breathing deepens, steady and calm. 4, drifting downward. 3, lighter now, more open. 2, almost there. And 1. And now you're in the inner chamber, the place where real change begins. In this space, there are no titles, no spreadsheets, no performance metrics. There is only truth. And you may begin to notice that some truths are so powerful, they wait until the noise quiets to be heard. Here is one now. Here is one truth. You are not your productivity. This is one truth. You are not your productivity. You've built something impressive. You've led, created, generated, and built again. But in that building, something has also been bypassed. The being. You've served as a CEO of many things, but not yet of your own inner world. That's changing now. Because the false self, the part of you that built itself on effort, validation, performance, is no longer needed as a manager. It's been working overtime, but now it's ready to retire. And the true self, calm, wise, intuitive, is ready to take over. And with that shift in leadership comes a change in priorities. Healing becomes the primary project. And healing does not come through acceleration. It comes through space, through slowness, through stillness. And you may begin to realize that working more hours does not heal the wound that created the need to work those hours. But presence does. Reflection does. Now imagine you're looking at a typical week. You used to fill every available hour. But the new you, the real you, has started to ask different questions. Questions like, what if I only focused on what truly needed my input? Questions like, what if I delegated more? Not out of laziness, but strategy. Questions like, what if the best use of my time was not in more output, but in deeper inner input? And in that awareness, something unlocks. You see it clearly. Delegation is not weakness, it's wisdom. You don't need to control every line item. You need to prioritize what only you can do. And that's healing, feeling, growing, letting go. The rest can be passed on. Your team, your structure, your systems, they're capable. And the more you step back from the doing, the more you step into the being. Because as you delegate outward, you free energy inward. And the true self has been waiting for that energy, waiting for your full attention. Imagine this. You wake up, and instead of reaching for your phone, you reach for your journal. You meditate. You walk in silence. You notice a light through the window. You allow stillness to wash over you like a healing balm. And the ironic truth is that your decisions become sharper. The mind feels clearer. Your business does better. Not because you're doing more, but because you're doing less from a more conscious place. You're no longer reacting. You're leading from within. This is your new operating model. Delegate the external, devote to the internal, step back from control, step forward into consciousness. And the more you do, the more natural it becomes. Because your nervous system is no longer on high alert. You no longer need work to justify your existence. You already exist. You already matter. You already are. From this moment forward, something in you has shifted. Your schedule may still be full, but your sense of pressure is not. Your calendar may still show tasks, but your heart is no longer driven by compulsion. You begin to view delegation not just as efficiency, but as alignment. Your free time. Your freedom. You protect it, not to do nothing, but to do what matters most. Heal. Reflect. Reconnect. And each day you make space for presence. And presence makes space for peace. Every step you take toward your true self is a step away from the exhausting need to prove anything. You are no longer the exhausted manager. You are now the calm, wise CEO of your own consciousness. Let that identity root deeply. And now, in a few moments, I'll count from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll return slowly to waking awareness. But with you, you'll carry a deep clarity that overwork is no longer the path forward, and delegation, reflection, and healing are now your top priorities. 1. Beginning to take a deep, grounding breath. 2. Your fingers and toes gently moving. 3. Awareness rising like sunlight through water. 4. Calm, clear, and refreshed. And 5. Eyes open, fully aware, bringing back the understanding that the true self now leads with purpose, with stillness, and with peace.